day one this year was a really magical experience. For us, like a lot of secondary schools in Tameside, we had just year seven in initially for the first day, largely because they'd missed out on a lot of transition from the end of last year. So they had a fabulous day with the building all to themselves, and they got to have a look round and do all the things that we would normally do for transition, but also learn the new adaptations because, of course, we are running in a COVID secure way. And then, of course, over the next 2 days, we got all of the other year groups back. So the Friday of the first week when we had all the year groups back in, I can't tell you how special it felt. And how proud I was of the staff and of the students who came back to school with huge smiles, with absolute willingness to learn to adapt and to follow the new systems. And it was just fabulous to see them getting on and doing what children should do. So, yeah, it's been a joyous experience. Not easy, but joyous.
Over summer, how much hard work for yourself, staff, all the caretaking team, putting into place all those procedures and safety procedures for school children coming back?
Yes, it was different in the sense that it didn't feel for some of us as though there had been a sort of break, really. If you think about, and I'm sure everybody will have seen, all of the work that went into GCSE results this year, really from the end of the 6 weeks holidays all the way through to school starting, there were a lot of staff in school making sure that we were doing the best for our leavers last year, for our new starters this year, and for all of our staff. So you're quite right to note the incredible hard work of our site staff, all of the support staff who were working the phones and making sure people knew what was happening, one-way systems going down, making sure the cleaning routines were in place. It was hard. It was hard to get ready, and there was an awful lot to think about. Even things that perhaps often we don't talk about, getting a timetable ready for this year has been completely different from in previous years. So it was tough. But what I can say, certainly for this school, and I know for all the schools in Tameside, everybody wanted to make that day work. So all of that hard work was absolutely worth it.
So for things like PE and drama, can they still access a full curriculum? Or are they, although it will be slightly different, I guess, for them being socially distanced or distance from a teacher anyway?
Yeah, so what we've done is for traditional classroom lessons, we have your typical classroom layout, and those lessons continue in a very similar way to the way that they've always run, and the children see familiarity in that. But you're quite right, things that need equipment, so technology, PE, food technology, for example, art, those lessons have to be run in quite a different way. Now, we are delivering a full curriculum, but we have had to make some adaptations. So PE, for example, we don't have contact sports. We've started with athletics and individual sporting activity, but we have been able to run it. The weight, I think, for the staff is on making sure that if they use any equipment, it has to be stored for a period of time before it can be used again, or it has to be disinfected. There are lots of rules that say that if you are going to use equipment in your lesson, this is the correct way of managing it. What we've done is start with art and PE as our pilot areas, test all our processes to make sure that we can keep equipment clean, monitored and managed, and we're rolling that out into other subject areas. Drama, music, anything where there's performance or the need to interact is slightly different from your average classroom lesson, yeah.
Now, it is inevitable, I guess, that to the size of a school like this, that there are going to be cases of COVID. Mm. What's the school process for dealing with that?
Well, the first thing to say is that we're very lucky here in Tameside in that there is a very strong public health support for us. And actually, I found that also with some of the Greater Manchester processes as well. So even before we started, we had a very clear set of contacts, who to go to for advice, when, because it was never an if, when those cases begin to emerge. So speaking for us here at Great Academy Ashton, we have had six cases since school returned, and each one of those has been worked through with advice from our partners. The first thing that we do is ascertain the first time that symptoms presented, for example, whether or not it was an asymptomatic case. The second thing we do is start to work out what that child's experience has been in school. How big is the bubble that they're in? Most of our bubbles are not bigger than 30, for example. Then we start to talk with that child about who their social contacts might be. Who do they sit with at lunchtime? Who do they walk to school with? How do they get home? Those sorts of things. And then we close down that bubble. Where it starts to get complicated is that when there is a second case or a third, we also then want to be sure that those are not linked to the previous case in any way. So far, we have been able to shut our bubbles and have them return 2 weeks later without a connected case. So what that tells us is that the measures that we have in place are secure and that the contact tracing that we do is reliable. We can close it down quickly, we can stop the transmission, and other students can continue to attend school in the meantime. And I think that's the key balance, really, that schools are all finding themselves in. We all want children in school. We absolutely agree that there are risks, of course, in terms of the virus itself, but there are risks to young people of them not being in school. So the balancing act between making sure that they can come to school and that we can manage any positive case safely is the challenge for all heads. So far, I have to say that on each occasion, we have been able to stop transmission at the point of that case being identified. So I'm very, very confident in our processes and procedures. I know that other schools are having a similar experience in terms of the support they get from Tameside and from Greater Manchester. And I'm confident that the balance is right and that schools are a safe place for children to come and continue with their learning. The central messaging from government around hands, face and space is critically important. And we deliver that to our students and we remind our staff all the time. So making sure that you wash your hands regularly. We, like all schools, have sanitised stations. We have them in and out of every classroom. We have them by every exit. That's really important. The second thing, of course, is that one that we all find really difficult about trying to avoid touching your face so that the virus itself doesn't have the opportunity to get in to your system. And of course, linked to that is face coverings. Really important to be wearing those in indoor spaces, even outdoors if you can't adequately socially distance. And for schools, of course, that means in communal areas. So the reason that that's so important is that when the children are in their bubbles, there is an acknowledgement that we don't have the capacity to ensure that they are always socially distant. But the bubble manages transmission for us. Where it becomes complicated is that when those students move between lessons or travel to and from school, or perhaps maybe they are socialising outside school, we don't know then where the virus goes. So it's incredibly important that that face mask is worn at any point where there could be an unknown contact. Every day when students come in, there is a briefing that goes to staff, and in their period one lesson, they get key reminders, which are usually focused around the hands, face, space message, particularly face coverings in school, for example. But we do also cross into wider messages for them. So one of the messages I've been giving this week, for example, it feels a little bit complicated to explain to them. What they often say to me is, why is it though, miss, if I'm in school with my friends all day, why can't I see all of those friends outside school? Why is there only six people allowed outside, but in school I'm in my class, my bubble of 30? And I've been trying to explain that to them really clearly. It's because in school, like in many organised spaces, there are cleaning routines and bubble test and trace management procedures in place. But as soon as you go into a place that is less regulated, we're much less in control of what happens. That's why it's so important that outside school everybody follows the same rules. So people should not be mixing outside their own household or support bubble, and for any reason, if they are outside, there should not be more than six of them. And I know that's difficult sometimes for our young people to understand. I have children myself, and it's right that they question, of course it is, but it's also really important that we give them that message back. So that's been a bit of a focus for us here this week. Why is it okay to be in school with this number of people, but outside school I have to restrict my contacts? And the reason is that inside school we can control and manage it so much better. The more people stick to those guidelines outside school, far better, and the chance that we can keep schools open. And that's what we all want. We have a phased entry point for the start of the day, and we have a slight stagger for the end of the day. And we do remind the children also that please go straight home when you leave school. It's very difficult for schools to enforce and to monitor that whole journey home. So part of that is about messaging to parents also. Please encourage your children not to gather at school gates. And I would say also, sometimes for some of my primary colleagues, they face a very different challenge, don't they? In that younger children, of course, who are being collected from school by their parents. Very difficult then to manage how many adults need to come to the school to collect children at the same time. So I think it's really important that the message doesn't just go to the children, it also goes to mums and dads and aunts and everybody, all the lovely carers who want the very best for our Tameside children. please try to make sure that you observe the staggered times that the schools have got in place wherever it's possible. Please encourage your children, if they're walking to and from school themselves, to observe the restrictions that are in place. And please, for yourself, if you're going to collect your child from school, please make sure you observe the social distancing guidelines. Keep 2 metres away from other people at all times. The safer we are outside school, the more we can continue with the education that we want to provide for these children.
One continuation of sort of what happens when a case of COVID crops up and the children are quarantined, remote learning kicks in. So the teacher doesn't get to go home and do nothing.
They don't.
Presumably becomes more problematic and more work in terms of setting up Microsoft team meetings with all individual children. So that carries on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so the idea is that if we have a case in school, what we try to do is be sure that we have halted any possible transmission of that case. So once we have done our contact tracing, we close that bubble. So that means that for all the children in the bubble, they are at home, and most schools now have put in place a system that allows them to follow their timetable from home. So for us, you said it, Microsoft Teams is the way forward. So the students are all in Microsoft Team class bubbles. They can access their lesson materials online, and our teaching staff can be in touch with them. So I actually saw a remote lesson, an English teacher here at Great Academy Ashton the other day, who posted his lesson materials and chatted to all the children online via a messaging service, was able to ask them questions, set them mini challenges, so they can follow their learning from home. Of course, there's another challenge here, which is that often there are additional social contacts. And that means that sometimes there are children that we're asking to isolate, but their lessons are still going on in school. So what we are doing, and again what lots of other schools are doing, is trying to make sure that we upload the equivalent work to the relevant Microsoft team so that those children can follow their lesson at home as well. So far, I have to say that actually I'm beyond pleased with how well it's gone. It's not perfect. We're not yet reaching all of the children, and it's much, much harder for parents who are working to be able to make sure that their child is following their timetable at home. We know that. But I have to say, the children here, more and more of them every single time, are logging on, checking in, and asking us how they can keep up with their learning. So that has been a positive from this, in that I can see how well motivated they are. And it's another reason why it's so important we keep schools open. This is about children valuing their education, having access to it. They definitely want to do it, so we've got to keep them in. We've got to keep them going.
Any final safety messages for students and parents coming to the Great Academy and secondary schools throughout Tameside?
Of course. The most important thing that I want to say is that if you do develop one of those symptoms, no matter how mild it is, a new or continuous cough, a high temperature, or a change to your sense of taste or smell, it's really important that you get online or call and book a test as soon as you possibly can. I know that it's difficult, and I know that there are some waits, but it's important that if possible you can get that test within the first 5 days of symptoms so that we get a reliable indicator. Please make sure that you notify your school so they can put their own safety measures into place and halt the transmission if there is a positive test. And please make sure that you observe those guidelines. Keep 2 metres away from people. Do wear a face covering if you cannot socially distance, and always indoors. Please encourage your kids to do that in school and make sure they're equipped. And of course, please make sure that you are not socialising with people outside your household or your social bubble. The more you can do that, the more you are investing in the fabulous young people that it is my incredible privilege to work with every day. Please follow the guidelines so we can keep these schools open and doing what we do best.